was the Washington, D.C.-based National Organization for Marriage that first organized a Madison rally, but few would have paid attention if it weren't for the much larger counter-protest by hundreds of gay rights supporters. Counter-protesters shouted down speakers like Organization for Marriage director Brian Brown. Speaking to reporters afterward, Brown seemed to relish the attention. He said he's seen it at other stops during his group's national tour.
There's an attempt to silence our supporters. There is an attempt to shout them down. There is an attempt to intimidate them. And what the bus tour is doing is saying no.
In the world of public policy, the victim is usually the side that loses. But at least in Wisconsin, gay marriage opponents like Brown have been successful. Voters approved a constitutional amendment banning gay marriage with nearly 60% of the vote in 2006, and a unanimous state Supreme Court shot down a challenge to that amendment last month. Still, Brown contends amendments like Wisconsin's are constantly under attack. Counter-protester Ashley Strzok of Whitewater says that may be true. In the meantime, she says she'll attend rallies or counter-rallies like these to fight for her legal right as a lesbian to get married and have benefits like anyone else.
We don't judge them for their beliefs. We just want acceptance for who we are, and we want equality like they have.
Gay rights supporters can point to one recent victory in Wisconsin. A law signed last year lets same-sex partners of state employees receive some of the same benefits as married employees. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.